From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. 4 security officials have been killed, 5 wounded as suicide bombers struck across Saudi Arabia, detonating explosives in the holy city Medina, at one of Islam's holiest sites, the Prophet's Mosque, as well as the eastern city Qatif and near the U.S. consulate in Jeddah. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombing and shooting attacks in the kingdom in the past 2 years. Amin Saikal is a regional analyst at Australian National University.
The Islamic State itself is dominated by Sunni extremists, and the Prophet Muhammad is, of course, the leader of the not only Sunni Islam, but Islam as a whole. And any heinous acts against the site can only damage the Islamic State more than it has already been, particularly in the eyes of the Muslims across the world.
No foreigners were wounded in Monday's blasts, which occurred as the holy month of Ramadan drew to a close. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Uganda Monday at the start of a 4-country tour to boost trade and security ties.
The historic summit that will be held later today between the leaders of 7 African countries and Israel testifies to the dramatic changes taking place in the relationship between Israel and Africa. Africa is a continent on the rise. Israel looks forward to strengthening ties with all its countries.
Monday also marked the 40th anniversary of the Israeli commando raid at Uganda's main airport in 1976 to rescue Israelis taken captive by Palestinian and German hijackers. The raid, which freed over 100 hostages, resulted in the death of Mr. Netanyahu's brother, who led the raid on Entebbe. This is VOA.